I actually started training as a psychologist and then found economics as a fairly straightforward discipline that one could reason in. Most econometric models are derived from a reasonably abstract economic theory, and then that's fitted to the data. And that's the conventional approach in our discipline, even to this day. But that was rather limited, that all sorts of things happen in the data that aren't in the theory. The most obvious example are wars. World War I, World War II, for example, are huge impacts on the economy, but they're not in economic theories, which are all about peacetime. And that leads you to realize you have to take account of the impact of all the variables that are affecting agents' decisions. Things like the recent financial crisis is in everyone's mind, but in fact, there are oil crises, there have been major changes of regime, the way the bank runs, the way exchange rates are determined. So in 1968, it occurred to me we needed to write software that can tackle all the problems that confront an empirical practitioner simultaneously, where we handle perhaps 1,000 effects, dealing with all the difficult problems that we think are out there in the economy. And we have about 2,500 non-academic users around the world now. Well, one of the first targets that we had were the world's central banks. So throughout the first decade of this century, I gave a week-long course every year at the IMF to try and teach them both what the theory of the software was and how to use it. And we also, obviously my group and myself, give many, many presentations at the invitation of central banks and major world institutions like the ECB, the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System.
David's theoretical econometric developments and their practical implementation have greatly facilitated my research and that of my colleagues by providing powerful labor-saving modeling techniques, especially for detecting and handling unexpected shifts in economic relationships. These techniques have also been key to assessing economic forecasts of government debt, of economic growth, of unemployment, and they offer approaches for improving such forecasts.
In September 2008, Lehman Brothers went bankrupt and the financial crisis escalated overnight. Within 1 week plus, our model, based on David Hendry's methodology, enabled us to make a revised forecast which assessed the consequences for Norway. And that, if anything, is impact to me.
I mean, David has been a huge teacher and collaborator with an amazing range of students. Some of David's students are in very senior positions in central banks, in other countries. Mark Carney was an Oxford MPhil student, the current governor of the Bank of England, certainly would have been influenced by David's ideas.
Recently, the Bank of Sweden has developed an econometric model using these techniques. Mortability, the big UK charity that provides vehicles to disabled people. Ofcom has used it to price TV license renews for advertising, for example. So quite a wide range of users. With my colleague Felix Pretis, we developed an explanation for the levels of CO2 in the atmosphere. And that led us to model 800 determinants. And we showed unequivocally that it's anthropogenic influences, its emissions, its output of the various countries in the world that are major industrial powers. And that had already attracted quite a bit of attention from the climatological community. So they started inviting us to conferences, and one of Felix's presentations led us to be inundated with requests to join groups and apply these methods.
Well, there's no question that David is one of the giants of the profession. David's approach is eclectic. He's willing to take any sensible idea into account in the formulation of a model and then allow the data to speak.
Early career economists, I think the way ahead in economics is to overturn the conventional wisdom, because every generation goes ahead by contradicting the previous generation and showing they were wrong. And of course, one has to remember, I think it was Niels Bohr who said that quantum physics gets adopted one life at a time.